Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks, Josh. I'm Dave Cohen. Now Tommy Tucker on WWL.
We're going to talk about flu shots coming up, and I just want you to know, Dave, that at 6:38, maybe 6:39, set your alarm clock, set your clock, set your watch, set whatever it is you have.
My cell phone. Yeah.
Because, well, you could be here anyway. Because I'm going to give you the answer to the Saints quarterback dilemma.
Oh, really? You
yes.
have it?
I have it. 20, I'm not going to give it to you here.
28 minutes from now, you will divulge the answer to the... Is there a dilemma?
It's brilliant.
Okay, so there is a dilemma, and you have the answer to it.
It's brilliant, but you know what isn't? Not getting a flu shot, and a lot of people are hesitant to do that.
I've never in my life had a flu shot.
Well, let me cast your vote then. Our Blue
never
Runner Gumbo
either.
Opinion poll, will you get your annual flu shot? Well, for you, it's not even annual, is it?
No, I've absolutely never had one in my life.
And why is that?
I never get sick. I've never had the flu. I've missed one day of work in 23 years, and I wasn't even sick for that day. I just had a test that they wanted to run, so that's why I missed that day, because of some genetic information. And since I never get sick, I see no reason to prevent myself from an illness I've never had, and I don't know if I'll ever get. Now, that doesn't mean other people shouldn't get a flu shot.
I don't know if you're looking for a trophy, but we don't have any awards.
You asked me.
Well, no, I understand it. I'm just saying it seems like a notable accomplishment. I'm sorry we don't have any kind of...
Do you get an annual flu shot?
Engraved plate to give you any. It all depends.
Wait a minute. You're chastising me.
Well, no. I'm just saying it all depends in turn. I wasn't chastising. I think that's remarkable that in 23 years you only miss one day at work. I'm not kidding. You should get an award for that. Secondly, it all depends. A pharmacist always hits me up when I pick up a prescription. You want a flu shot? It depends on what mood I'm in.
So each year depends on the mood of the year.
How long have you and I worked together?
Two?
Oh, no, long.
Too
much.
Long?
No, but I mean, a long time.
Over 20 years. Right?
And I would say, I do a lot of things depending on the way I feel at the time.
A man of his mood.
Yeah, I am. All right, coming back, talking about flu shots. Tommy Tucker, Dave Cohen, WWL. 6:15 as we progress into the week and also into the month of September. Thursday, September 19th already. And it truly does seem to fly by the time. Next half hour, we're going to talk to St. John Baptist Parish Sheriff Mike Traeg. He was pretty adamant the other day when he talked about this video that had gone viral of an officer. It looked as though he were dragging the student by the neck. He wasn't. And it's one of these situations where a video goes viral, but it's only 8 or 9 or 10 seconds of the video. And it doesn't show the whole story. So I think it's going to be an interesting conversation with Mike Traeg next half hour. Right now, we're going to have an interesting conversation with our friend, Dr. Fred Lopez, LSU Health Infectious Diseases. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about the flu season and how do we know? Because I think some health experts are saying it could be a severe season. How would they know that now?
Well, usually it's predicted by how the flu goes in the southern hemisphere, and if that's an indication of what's going to happen in the northern hemisphere, the recent flu season, for example, in Australia, where winter has just ended, came a little early, and they had what I think would be described as a moderately severe flu season. Whether that'll be the case here this year in the northern hemisphere is unclear, because as we know, the flu is really unpredictable. But they had a moderately severe season, not as bad as 2017, when I think both southern hemisphere and northern hemisphere had had what would be described as a severe season. So we'll have to wait and see. Last year was a little milder. This year, hard to say. We're seeing a few cases right now, but it doesn't usually pick up until October, November, and then peaks around February, but can last all the way through the spring. But we'll have to wait and see. But they had what I would describe as a moderately severe season, which makes us very cautious about what might happen here this year.
Do the statistics the numbers of people, percentage of people who get a flu shot directly correlate to the severity of the season?
It can, in the sense that we know that only in this country, for example, only about half of the people who should get the flu shot get it. And as a result, they serve as potential vehicles for transmitting the flu virus infection to other individuals who are not immune. And as a result, you don't have that herd immunity, if you will, that can decrease the transmission amongst populations. And so we really encourage and try to do a better and better job each year of immunizing more and more people. 50% is woefully short of where we should be in terms of getting the flu vaccine.
We hear herd immunity a lot, Doctor, and for people that don't know what that is really, would you explain it?
So it's the idea that if most of the population, if not all of the population, is immune against a certain infection, they can't get infected, and as a result, they can't transmit it to other people. So typically, we like to shoot for herd immunity rates, if you will, of greater than 90% in order to really make an impact on the transmission of these vaccine-preventable illnesses. But again, if only 50% of the community is being vaccinated, you can see how many people are transmitting it amongst themselves because they have no immunity against the virus that's circulating in the community in a particular year.
There are a lot of objections, I know, to flu shots, and I would ask the audience now to text them to me at 87870, and Dr. Lopez will address them. Because you don't want to get sick and you don't want to get a flu shot if for whatever reason you shouldn't. So again, generally, Dr. Lopez can give you some information. He can't tell you specifically about you because naturally he's just going by a text or a question and not specifically examining you. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, are you going to get a flu shot? And your chances or your responses, the things you can choose from, yes, no, haven't decided. As it stands now, 63% are saying yes, which I guess makes Dr. Lopez happy. 25% say haven't decided. And if you want to text in and tell me why or why not you haven't decided. And then 13% are saying no. 620, more about the flu season and flu shots when we come back. Right now, time for WWE. It is 6:24 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to WWL.com, you'll find a headline that says, Claws Out, Three-Way Candidate Debate Tonight at LSU. We'll talk about that later on this morning. We're talking about flu shots right now with Dr. Fred Lopez, LSU Health Infectious Diseases. And I know a lot of people don't have the time or they're driving in rush hour. They don't like to hang on the phone, so we let you text in your questions if you like to 87870. And Dr. Fred Lopez, LSU Health Infectious Diseases, some of the texts that are coming in. Can you get a flu shot too early, and when should you get it?
So typically, you should get it when it's available, and that's usually in September. Most people should go ahead and get it right now. However, if you're a little older and your immune system isn't working as well, you might wait until October to get the flu shot so that you can remain immune throughout the whole season, which can extend all the way to May, for example. So I would say in general, if you have it available to you in the setting that you work in or in your pharmacy or at your healthcare provider's office, go ahead and get it. But if you're older, you might wait until October to get it so that you can make sure that you're more likely to be protected from the flu throughout the whole course of the flu season, which typically picks up in October, November, usually peaks sometime between January and February, but can extend all the way until May.
And I don't know if we covered this or not, Doctor, but it all depends on what goes on in the southern hemisphere, right? Because they're experiencing winter, and from that you can kind of figure out what it's going to be like here.
Yeah, that sometimes is a bellwether, if you will, for what's going to happen here in the northern hemisphere. So again, moderately severe season that occurred in Australia somewhat predicts what might happen here, but it's always unpredictable. Part of the issue that they had this year was that the strain of flu virus is a nasty one, the H3N2 virus that predominated in Australia for their recent flu season is one that we know is usually associated with more severe flu seasons. And if that happens here, we might also experience a more severe flu season as well. But again, too early to know. It's always unpredictable. And I think the key is to get vaccinated. I was happy to hear that more than 50% of the listeners intend to get vaccinated. That's better than the general patient population. Again, we don't do as good a job of getting our population vaccinated as we should.
I have a bunch of texts here. I'm going to make amalgams of two of the most popular. One of them is the contents of what's in the vaccine, and one of the ones that stood out to me, canine liver in the flu shot and mercury.
Yeah, this is a safe vaccine. It's been evaluated season after season after season. I don't know. It's monitored. I think you can feel comfortable that it is a safe flu vaccine that's being administered in this country. And as importantly, it's an effective flu vaccine. May not be 100% effective. We know that it's only on average about 40 to 60% effective at reducing illness in the population, but it does prevent complications even in those people who get vaccinated and still go on to develop the flu. So the safety issues, I don't mean to disregard on an individual basis how one feels when one gets vaccinated, but in general, this is a very safe vaccine and a very effective vaccine, although not 100% effective.
The canine liver, is that just a myth?
Yes. I mean, this is a safe vaccine.
Okay.
Again.
Now, when it comes to the other text, or people are texting in saying when they did get a flu shot, it was the sickest they've ever been. They thought they were going to die. They'll never get another one in their life. Your response would be?
Yeah, it is possible to get vaccinated and still get the flu. There could be a few reasons for that. One is that you maybe were exposed to the flu virus shortly before you got vaccinated, and that's why you went on to develop the flu, because it does take about 2 weeks for your immunity to build up to a level to prevent you from getting the infection. So that may be one reason. The other reason is that as good a job as is done to predict what flu strains are likely to predominate in a given flu season, sometimes they're not included. And the ones that predominate are not included in the flu vaccine, in which case you could still get infected because it's not a strain that is being seen in the following flu season, because these decisions are made months before the flu season begins. So that's another reason, is that the strain type may not be included in the flu vaccine. And the third is your immune system. Some people's immune systems are not as robust and healthy, and as a result, they don't develop the levels of immunity that are needed to protect from infection.
And finally, Doctor, go ahead.
So I was going to say, so there are people who are going to get vaccinated and still get the flu. Again, it's not 100% effective flu vaccine, but it does prevent complications if you do go on to develop the flu. And for many people, it will prevent them from getting the flu and protect them from other strains that might emerge during a given flu season, because that's what happened last year. We had a wave of one type of flu virus early in the year, and then in the latter part of the year, we had a secondary wave that came through that was with a virus that wasn't as well protected by the vaccine.
I thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time, and I hope you come back before October, before the start of flu season, because we want to try to give people the information they need so they can make an informed decision. 6:30, when we come back, we'll talk to Sheriff Mike Traeg about this video that went viral, but it does not tell the whole story. And I think a lot of videos are like that as it relates to the police departments. Right now, time for WWL First News. And for that, we'll go to Dave Cohen. 6:44, 16 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. We've changed it to ask you, do you believe every viral video that you see? One of the things in today's social media society that drives me crazy is you can look at 5 seconds of video, and it's almost like jumping into a movie for 5 minutes and determining who the good guy is and who the bad guy is, but you don't know the context of it, and you don't know what else happens in the movie. And that is often the case with viral videos. And I saw Sheriff Mike Traeg on TV, and I admired what he had to say so much. I wanted him to come on with us and basically say the same thing. St. John the Baptist Sheriff Mike Traeg, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm well. So I guess maybe it'd be better for you to tell a story from the beginning, perhaps, Sheriff. You could do it better than I could.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on your show. And you're right. 10 seconds could have determined this officer's entire future.
Yep.
I get this, you know, once this thing aired on television Friday the 13th, I'm at the East St. John High football game, and people start calling me and sending me a snapshot of the video that aired on television. And by this time, and when I got home and checked social media, it was either he was to be terminated, arrested, or fired, or I was not a good leader. So we started getting on this immediately once it aired. And by now that I've done the press conference and everything, the court of public opinion has changed dramatically in favor of supporting this officer.
As it should. So the video initially shows what would appear to be, and again, only 13 seconds of it, the part that people chose to edit and put on, was your officer, I guess I can give his name, he didn't do anything wrong, Deputy Larry Williams. It purports to show the deputy holding his hand around her neck and dragging her off. But first of all, that is an inaccurate description. And in terms of pulling her away, you need to understand the context of that. So if you could pick it up there, Sheriff.
Well, if you looked at the video in regular speed, it does look like he's just dragging her by her neck and carrying her off of her feet. But when you slow it down like we did, frame by frame, and that's, of course, without having the initial video of the fight itself. When you slow it down, you can see her hit my officer, Deputy Williams, his forearm is across her torso, her upper torso, and his hand is under her armpit. Now, did her feet come off the floor at some point? Yes. Now, but did he purposely, intentionally choke this 16-year-old who had been involved in this violent altercation? Absolutely not. This officer is one of my best officers. He was highly sought to be a school resource officer, not at only East St. John. West St. John was begging to have it. And everybody saw this video for that 10 to 13 seconds. But now, like I said, once we slowed it down and we got the other parts of the other video, as you said earlier, they saw the whole movie. And now things are, I'm getting text messages from people all over the region, other officers, other departments. This man did his job. But can you imagine if I didn't have that other video to show the fight, how would all this initially happen? All I would have had was those 13 seconds or 10 to 13 seconds of video. I don't know what the court of public opinion would have been if we would have only had that.
When you say the way the officer carried her off, it was basically like a seatbelt in a car. Is that what you're describing pretty much?
Let me say this to you. Whenever you have a fight in law enforcement, what is the first thing we are taught to do is to get the fighters or the people that's having the disturbance, to get them away from each other. That's what we do, calm the situation down. Some people come voluntarily. Some people you have to physically remove. What he did was move her. Now, was it physical? Yes.
Sheriff, let me interrupt. I didn't mean that in a negative way. It seemed as though that was the safest way he could remove her, and that's why I said it was a seatbelt, because his hand was kind of going across her torso, right, his arm?
That's right. It's just like a seatbelt that would come over your body. But
right.
Again, I've asked, and you heard my press conference, somebody tell me what you would have done better or differently. Some people saying you should have maced her, you should have tased her, you should have just handcuffed her. I would like someone to demonstrate how they would have handcuffed this teenager, 16-year-old, who was fighting the principal and was handed off in the air from the principal to the officer. I would like someone to demonstrate for me how they would have grabbed this little girl and cuffed her and walked away with her. He did the best he could. Now, let me say this to you. If that was a burning building and he carried her away in that fashion, you know what he would have gotten?
A hero's
welcome.
Commendation, et cetera. And then, Sheriff, you know, the other side of it, and that's what I admire so much when you said, look, you got a better idea. I want to hear it. It's easy to, you know, I make the example, Sheriff, of, you know, you have meetings and they have these people that shoot down whatever idea is presented. They don't have any ideas of their own. They just shoot it down. And you would turn to these people and say, all right, what's your idea? And so it's easy to criticize. It's not easy to do something effectively.
Finding the negative is easy. Finding solutions is the difficult problem. And you know what the worst thing I heard about this situation, one of the worst things, is that she says she was scared of the police officer when she goes back to school.
Well, that's but not what was, the video know, shows, goes, right?
Well, she gave him a hug in a jail. I mean, now you're going back to school, so you're just going to go and do your schoolwork, and you're going to try to stay away from the police. You should have done that in the beginning.
The story I'm reading from the Advocate Sheriff, and we're going to pick it up after the break, says she told the officer, "I'm truly sorry," gives him a hug, and then said, "You're going to have to deal with my mother." Is that accurate?
That is 100% accurate.
All right, we'll pick it up here when we come back. Sheriff Mike Trigg is our guest of St. John the Baptist Parish. He's talking about this supposedly viral, well, it was viral, but that supposedly showed a sheriff's deputy mishandling a student, but it didn't tell the whole story. And Sheriff, when we come back, I'd like you to give us the context of the video as well. What happened before the sheriff got involved, after deputy got involved? I don't think you were there. The deputy got involved before and after. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Do you believe every viral video you see? And as it stands now, 100% are saying yes, and that is a damned shame. As is, the complaints that remain about the officer that had to break up a fight at East St. John High School. Sheriff Mike Trigg, who was with us, quoted as saying, "I stand behind my officer on this one. I don't play around when it comes to bad cops." And Sheriff, I got to admire you for that as well, for not politically sacrificing somebody and instead for doing the whatever detective work it took to tell the entire story. So this.
You know, make it very clear to my officers that if you're wrong, I'm going to burn you. But if you're right, I'm going to stand by you and with you.
So the young lady that was booked, I guess, with disturbing the peace said, "You have to deal with my mother." So the mother looked at the entire video and she said what, Sheriff?
She watched the entire video with her daughter in my internal affairs department because I gave her an opportunity to see all aspects of this incident that was recorded on video before I did the press conference. And then she was telling my internal affairs officers that my officer choked her daughter. And when we slowed it down frame by frame and she saw it, she then changed her opinion and stated, "Well, I think he still manhandled my daughter." So she filed a formal complaint, and that complaint is on file. And then that officer has to go before our disciplinary board, which consists of officers and members of the public that graduated from my Citizens Academy.
All right, let me
still has to go before the disciplinary board.
Interrupt, Sheriff, so we don't run out of time, and we have 2 minutes. Tell us what the whole video showed.
I really wish everybody could see the video of the initial fight, but due to sensitivity and other juveniles in the cafeteria, we had to block out their faces. But if you see the entire video, you will see at the initial start of the fight, the students were fighting. And the staff of the school, they did a good job. They saw the fight. They reacted. The principal himself went to the fight, walked to the fight, grabbed this 16-year-old student. She fought with him very hard and violently for at least 5 to 6 seconds. The principal handed off this 16-year-old to my officer, and then you see the 10-second, 13-second video where he walked the 16-year-old away from the fight. But I really wish everybody could see the initial video.
Sheriff, we have a minute left. One other thing you said is that before we start looking at this, let's look at the bigger problem, right, which is violence and fighting in school.
So, you know, we had a number of fights at East St. John, and I don't want to get into 30 or 25 or 20, but I can tell you this. My officers are there in the school system, and what has happened is our officers are being looked upon as not only police officers, but disciplinarians. They're calling us, or we're getting to call and notify the school that a child is acting up, a child is not behaving. You have uniformed police officers in the school system. I don't know about you, but I don't ever recall seeing a cop in school. But neither, not every school wants a police officer.
Neither me, Sheriff. I'm glad you took the time with us. You have to come back, all right?
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
You better admire what you do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.